look at it.
Good idea.
Good morning, Charles. Good morning, Chucky.
Hi, Dee Dee. Thanks for watching, Chucky. Hey, do you think Stu would mind putting this I'm a big boy potty seat adapter on your toilet?
I'm sure Stu would be happy to put in the adapter. In fact, he's working in the bathroom right now. Isn't this exciting, Chucky? You're moving to the grown-up potty.
Today's the day. Though I am a little worried about getting him away from that old cloud potty.
Well, you know what Lipschitz says. All it takes is a little praise. We'll just be sure to tell him what a good boy he is and how proud we are that he's using his new potty. But right now, Chucky's little friends are waiting for him. There you go, Chucky. Have fun.
Hey, how you doing, Chuckaroo?
Hi, guys. Is something wrong, Chucky?
No. Then why are you sitting on the ground all scrunched up like an old bag?
No reason.
Are you hiding something?
I'm not hiding anything. I just have to go potty.
So why don't you just go?
I can't go when people are looking. And I really gotta go right now, but all the grown-ups are watching me every time I go, and I really gotta go.
Hey, Chucky, I got an idea. Why don't you just go on the tree?
What's your potty trade? You can't go back to stuff like that.
Why not? Spike does it all the time.
I'll use the tree, but you guys gotta not look at me, okay?
Okay, don't worry, Chucky. We'll look at this flower.
Oh, no. He's regressing. Chucky, no! Now, I know the big boy potty may seem a little scary, but you won't need to worry because I'll be watching you the whole time.
There. Safe, secure, and ready for action.
Look, everybody! Chucky's all ready to use his new big boy potty!
Got it all set up for you, champ.
There you go, little fella. We're all very excited.
Don't worry, honey. We'll try again later.
Hey, Chucky, did you go?
No, the grown-ups were looking at me the whole time, and I tried to go, but I couldn't, and now I don't even gotta go no more. I thought you said it was okay to go potty on the tree.
I'm sorry, Chucky. It used to be okay.
Maybe your mommy and daddy changed the rules.
There's no explaining, grown-ups.
Well, now I know I'm not doing that again.
Uh-oh. Your Spike doesn't know.
Spike, no! I'm sorry, Spike, but the rules are changed, and you're not supposed to go potty on the tree no more.
Tommy, we can't just tell him not to go potty. Everybody's gotta go sometime.
You're right, Chucky. We gotta teach him a new way to go potty. From now on, I'm gonna be Spike's dad.
Yeah, and I'll be, Spike's other dad.
And we'll be Spike's Uncle Bill and Aunt Harriet.
Here's candy, young Spikey.
Pull my finger, son.
Okay, Spike. Let's get started. Okay, Chucky, here's the diapers. Phil and Lil, you hold Spike while me and Chucky put one on him.
Okay, Tommy.
Here's Spike. Come on, boy. Good doggy.
Oh, come on, Spikey. Don't be scared.
Okay, Chucky, that's taken care of. Let's put the diaper on him. Come on, Spike. Atta boy. Good doggy. Over here.
Great, Tommy. That's not how you put on a diaper.
Why not, Chucky? What's wrong?
You forgot the baby powder. We don't want Spike to get a rash.
Oh, yeah, right. Come on, Spike. Over here. Good doggy. Hold it, you guys.
Yeah. Good doggy, Spike. Okay, guys, he's ready. Lil, get the diaper. Chucky, you put on the powder.
Right.
Okay.
Good doggy. Spike's
tail is in the way.
Dizzy. Chucky, help him. My arms is getting tired.
Okay, Dobby. There now. Come on, Spike.
Good doggy.
Oh, give me your tail. Done.
Done. Done. Done. Good boy, Spike. Boy, Spike.
Now, Dobby, as good daddies, we have to always say nice stuff to him.
Oh, sorry, Chucky. You're right. What do we do now?
Well, I know what my daddy did.
Come on, you guys. Help me get Spike on the seat. Chucky.
Now we wait until he has to go. And then we all tell him what a good boy he is and how proud we are that he's using the potty.
That sounds easy.
Yeah.
I'm getting hungry.
I'm getting sleepy.
I can't feel my toes.
Oh, guys, we have to wait till Spike has to...
Hey, he's moving.
Ooh. He's doing it! He's doing it! Oh, no! Bad doggy Spike! Bad boy!
Bad doggy Spike!
Very bad doggy! Before you guys, Spike's a big boy doggy and he needs to use the big boy potty. Phil, you open the potty while we get Spike up there.
Okay.
Okay, Spike. Come on, boy. Up here. Good doggy. Sit on the potty.
What's the matter?
He's not paying attention.
He just doesn't know what to do. Spike's never used a potty before.
Maybe he needs someone to show him how.
Oh, okay. But I'm only gonna pretend to go. And everybody has to cover your eyes while I'm climbing up there.
Sure, Chucky.
Okay, you can turn around now. Now then, Spike, as you can see, I'm sitting on the potty. It's very comfortable, and, much more better place to go potty than the tree. Okay, so when I want to go potty, I just close my eyes and,
What's the matter, Chucky?
Ooh, I really have to go potty again.
So why don't you just go?
I can't. No, why you guys are in the room?
What should we do?
You guys gotta go. Hurry. Open the door. Open the door.
I can't reach. It's too high. Help me up, you guys. Quick.
Hey, Chucky. You ready to use your big boy potty now? Dean, he's ready. Chucky, where are you going?
Now, how did this get outside? What in the world? Spike!
Spike, no!
Hey! Where'd my potty go?
Well, I
I guess they changed the rules again.
Oh, that's good, because I really, really have to go now. And I don't care if you guys watch or not. Don't move over, Spikey.
You know, guys, that kind of looks like fun.
Lipschitz, I think we've got a problem.
Good boy, Sprite. Good boy.
Ba-ba.
Color I wanted.
This is great of you to help me pick out the wallpaper for my dad, Charlotte.
Happy to help. What about this? Picasso's cubist portrait.
Oh, I think that one might scare Chucky.
Mommy, how do you make green?
Blue and yellow, honey.
Thank you, Mommy.
Angelica's painting. My personal shaman said it was absolutely the best way to nurture her creative side. This is it. Warhol's oatmeal guy.
No. That would really scare Chucky.
It's perfect. I'm the bestest artist I know. Better than Picasso and Van Gogh. Well, every great artist needs aspiration, and mine is cookies. Let's go, Cynthia.
Paints!
Ooh, and the pretty picture of a sandwich.
That's not a sandwich, Lillian. It's Raptor taking a nap.
I'm not sure, but I think it's a monster hiding under a blankie from an even bigger monster.
What do you think, Tommy?
I think it's not finished yet.
Yeah, it needs more this.
I think it needs more that.
I think it needs a sun.
Come on, Chucky, try it. It's fun.
Yeah, and squishy.
Play. I don't want to play icky ducky paints.
You don't, babies. You ruined my picture.
Damn, Angelica, it wasn't me.
What do you mean? Caught you red-handed. You're in big trouble now.
No.
I'll get you.
I'm sorry.
And don't you ever come back. Cynthia, look at this mess. I know my mommy is gonna blow her snack.
Oh, Angelica, c'est très magnifique. I love it.
What?
The total abandonment of form, the disregard of balance. It's so Jackson Pollock. Do you have a name for it?
Name? Sure. I have a name for it. It's called, Lucky Girl.
Chaz, forget about the wallpaper. I have the most fabulous solution. I think that's everything my angel's going to need to be brilliant.
I don't think this is a very good idea.
Oh, relax, Chaz. She's au courant. She's in the vanguard. She's on the edge. Come along. Bye-bye, honey.
Bye-bye, Dad.
Now, I have some ideas for the living room. I think you're going to like it.
Oh.
What is this?
It's my art, Mommy.
Why didn't you do it like your room? That was so good. This is so... not.
Well, I'm just getting started. It'll be great. I just need a little more time alone.
Okay, sweetheart. Make Mommy proud.
Where are those dumb babies when you need them? Hi, Chucky. My favorite is Pal and you, best assistant.
Assistant? What's assistant?
It's a helper. You get to help me paint your daddy's den as pretty as my room.
You mean you're not mad about the mess we made in your room?
Mad? No, don't be silly, Chucky. I wasn't mad. I was excited.
Okay. I guess if you're not mad, then I could be your assistant.
You're gonna be assisting the bestest, Chucky. I'm all coolin'. I'm in the van pool. I'm on the hedge.
What?
Never mind. Just take some paint and play. You know, throw it all over. Come on, do something.
But I don't wanna.
This is my repetition you're messing with. Now start doing it.
I can't believe it! You're a genius!
I'm a genius?
Don't worry, Mr. Finster wasn't angry. He just doesn't understand fine art. Art fair this Saturday. Now there are some people who understand fine art. It means so much to Angelica to have her family here for her first big art show. She kept saying over and over how Tommy and the other babies are her inspiration. It was so cute.
I wouldn't have missed it for the world. I just love how kids enjoy art for art's sake.
It's the most beautifulest prize in the world, Cynthia, and I'm gonna win it. Just as soon as I can find those babies.
Oh, there you are, sweetie. You'll be over here.
Hello, you must be Angelica Pickles. We're very excited to have you in the fair. We even put up this special curtain so you can work privately, as requested.
Thank you, Mrs. Judge Lady.
Okay, Angelica, we're gonna leave you alone. Do your thing, sweetie.
Now to get to those babies. Oh, it's only a dumb mask. Oh, my favoriteest little baby friends. Guess what? I set up a little area for us to play paints in. What do you say?
No, Angelica. Every time we try to play paints with you, you end up chasing us all around.
But I...
No.
I'll give you a Reptar bar.
No way, no.
No.
Reptar bar? Still? No.
There's gotta be some way to get those babies into... Aunt Didi!
Oh, hi, Angelica.
Hi. Aunt Didi, I know the babies would be sad if they couldn't watch me do my art. So if you want to, Aunt Didi, you can bring them over, Aunt Didi.
Oh, that's a wonderful idea, sweetheart.
Dingo. Well, babies, now I got you in my crutches.
You don't scare us, but we're not gonna play paints with you no more.
Okay, I guess you babies win. I'll go now. Goodbye.
But that's it? We won?
Yeah, Chucky, this time I think we did.
right, Jonathan. Find her the biggest agent in the art world. I want her on tour. London, Paris, Rome, Oprah.
Hey, it's just Angelica.
Well, guys, I say if she wants to play paint, let's play paint.
Very nice. Very nice. Very nice. Very nice.
Gotta go. Honey, the judges are here.
1 minute.
Performance art! I love it! The winner of our contest is Angelica Pickles and her little friends. What do you call it, Angelica?
Pizza.
Still lucky!